From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Much of the East Coast is in the thick of a heat wave. Doug Doyle of member station WBGO is in New Jersey, one of several states seeing temperatures reaching into the triple digits.
People in downtown Newark are already getting used to the scorching temperatures that are expected to stick around all week long. One man says he's been ducking in and out of stores, buying a water bottle when he can. A woman was happy to be headed to work in a nearby hospital. Another resident says he feels sorry for those who don't have air conditioners this week. The mercury topped 101 degrees yesterday in Newark. The National Weather Service has already issued an excessive heat warning for southern New Jersey counties. Public buildings in New York City will be providing cooling centers this week, courtesy of the state's health department. For NPR News, I'm Doug Doyle in Newark.
Federal officials are extending a ban on fishing to cover more than a third of the Gulf of Mexico. This ban is intended to ensure that seafood from the Gulf is not contaminated with oil from the Deepwater Horizon spill. More on this from NPR's John Hamilton.
Officials extended the ban as shifting winds and currents pushed oil west toward the waters south of Vermilion Bay, Louisiana. The ban extends east nearly to Apalachicola Bay along the Florida Panhandle. About 81,000 square miles of Gulf waters are now off-limits to fishermen. That's about 34% of the entire Gulf. Fish containing large amounts of oil can make you sick, but the ban is also meant to protect consumers from tainted fish, which may taste bad even though they are safe to eat. Before the Deepwater Horizon spill, the Gulf was producing more than a billion pounds of seafood a year. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is trying to reassure former Soviet states that they won't lose U.S. support while Washington tries to improve ties with Moscow. Clinton met with Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili today, delivering a message from President Obama that the U.S. remains committed to Georgian sovereignty and she condemned Russian occupation of Georgian territory.
The United States does not recognize spheres of influence. President Obama and I have also communicated this message directly to our Russian counterparts.
Georgia's grappling with two breakaway regions and Russia's influence over them. Moscow has signed deals with the regions to build permanent military bases there. The Iranian government reportedly is accusing Britain, Germany, and the United Arab Emirates of refusing to refuel Iran's passenger planes. And according to state-run media, the Islamic Republic says the U.S. is behind it. Washington's imposing new sanctions against Tehran to protest its nuclear program. The Obama administration suspects weapons development, but Iran maintains its intentions are peaceful. Wall Street's closed for the holiday. This is NPR. Some of India's biggest cities have been brought to a near standstill by a nationwide strike called to protest a boost in fuel prices. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from New Delhi that the Indian government removed subsidies on gasoline in an effort to cut a massive deficit.
Protesters marched in cities across India, but the hardest hit areas were those controlled by India's opposition parties. India's financial capital, the bustling city of Mumbai, was reported to be eerily quiet because so many businesses were closed. Elsewhere, protesters blocked trains and buses, set barricades of burning tires, and clashed with police. In New Delhi, which is controlled by the ruling coalition in parliament, many businesses remained open, but traffic was far quieter than usual. Some leading opposition party lawmakers were arrested for acts of civil disobedience. The ruling Congress Party says it has to end subsidies on fuel as a way to contain soaring government deficits. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
President Obama is expected to host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House tomorrow. It has been a rocky few months for both. U.S.-Israeli relations and prospects for revived Mideast peace talks cooled after Israel's deadly confrontation with a Gaza-bound humanitarian flotilla in late May. Israel is now allowing consumer goods into the Palestinian territory again, but the government says it is still restricting construction materials over fears Hamas could use them for military purposes. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.